love, welcome to the Fairly Bold podcast. My name is Eugenia, but you can call me E. And this is a space for us women who are bold dreamers, who are driven and we have big goals, but sometimes we're confused among the cultural or stereotypical look of an empowered woman. So I am so happy that you are here. And if this is your first time, welcome. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. I am extremely grateful because today is our season finale, season one finale. So it's a little nostalgic for me. And I am so thankful that I've had people that have listened throughout the whole season. And to me, it's surreal to see when I post an episode, like the first 10 minutes, it already has downloads. So that's surreal. And yeah, I'm super, super thankful. So as I already told you, this is our season finale. I'm being a little dramatic. It's not going to be like a huge 1 year Netflix style break. It's going to be like a month break. But I still wanted to make something special. I think that this year has been very interesting. It's not been a year, but it feels like a long time. It feels like a year for sure, because at this time last year, I was already working on Fairly Bold. So it's been a crazy journey going from like idea to putting those ideas into words and then putting it out there. And there's like a vulnerability that I've had to get used to. So it's been super fun. So yes, I want to have something special for today. And I once heard that opinions are like armpits. Everyone has one, and it usually smells really bad. And while yes, this is usually the case, I am the queen of unsolicited advice. So for this season finale of Fairly Bold, I knew that I had to go out in typical Eugenia fashion. I wanted to recap lessons, wins, and failures, because I am just a fan of like looking back and analyzing and adjusting for the future. So basically this episode is me, your grandma, telling you what you should and you shouldn't do, but you're still too young to realize, okay? The reason that I decided to have a season finale is because one of my mentors gave me that advice last year. She's a fan of working in seasons. Yasmin, if you're listening, I love you. She thinks that creators should pause, evaluate, reconnect with a vision and make the necessary adjustments. So at first I was completely against the idea because I was like, heck no, the podcast algorithm is going to be super mad at me. He's going to punish me. No, no. But as time has gone by, I've come to the conclusion that taking a little break is the best thing for me personally and ultimately for the podcast, because a lot has happened throughout these years since I had the idea and then launching and then just staying consistent and just having the habit for creating content both for the podcast and the blog and Instagram. So it's been a lot. So I realized that it was necessary for me. Again, this is not going to be a dramatic pause, 1 month off. But since I'm going to be off this month of April, I wanted to leave you with some food for thought. So basically, these are 8 tips or lessons that I've learned throughout this first season of the Fairly Bold podcast. And I think you can apply to your life literally today. If you're about to launch a side hustle, a podcast, in which case, can we be friends? Please DM me. Or any other project, really. These tips will give you the perspective you need to go into it with the right mindset. And if you already launched, but maybe you're a little frustrated because the results are taking time, or maybe the initial momentum that you had is gone, I know that this seasoned podcaster's advice will hopefully get you back on track. So the first lesson, I think it's super important, and I kind of gave you a little hint. Right now, it's the motivation only takes you so far. And I read somewhere that the average podcast length is 8 episodes. And I was really surprised. Most people abandon the project after only 2 months, approximately, like assuming that you launch a new episode every week. And yes, I get it. It is a lot of work. And when the initial gratification wears off, because at the beginning you're motivated, you want to launch and you're excited about the initial reviews, but after a while, that excitement It's gone. It's gone because life is happening and you have other things going on. Maybe some things are new. Some things are just requiring more time for you. For example, for me, I got married like right after launching. So life has changed. And if you rely on motivation to keep going, you're going to be very disappointed and you are really not going to go super far unless you're like Tony Robbins or like a genius about motivation. But I rely more on discipline for sure. And from this side, after a season, I can tell you, make sure that you're prepared for the long run by having a topic that you're truly, truly passionate about and by batching your content ahead of time. And this is not my first podcast. This is actually my second podcast. But I remember that after a couple of months, I was already exhausted. Like I still wasn't Oprah. So I had to always go back and remember my why, which is empower women, help women feel like they belong, get them excited about their dreams, help them connect with those things that they're even too afraid to admit out loud. And that really moves me and motivates me. I had a friend who told me, like, I quit my job. You were like a great inspiration and I'm going to launch this business. And she did it very responsibly, by the way. I was happy. I'm not saying that it was because of me, but I know that this amazing woman who already had this amazing idea just needed a final push to go for it. And I'm so happy that I was able to contribute like 2% to her choice. So that was my why. And that's what kept me consistent. My passion about this topic, but motivation just to be a podcaster for sure is not enough. Like if you want to launch a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel, just because you want the views and you want the social media situation, atmosphere, whatever, it is not going to be sustainable. Number two, I can tell you, choose your battles. And this point comes a little bit from the previous one. And this is hard for me because I am Hispanic, so my blood is like warm. So I made the mistake of getting into every battle and every issue, and that was exhausting for me mentally. But when you know what you want to achieve, you start to quickly identify which hot topics are worth talking about and which are better to ignore. Because you cannot address every issue. And I try. There's a lot going on for women and for like mental health. And last year was very political with election year. So it was a lot. And I had to understand that I cannot address everything because that's not the podcast that I wanted to have. Like I didn't want to have a political commentary podcast. If that's what you are looking for, then that's amazing. Like that takes a lot of work and you're probably very, very smart and very strong mentally. But I knew that for me, that wasn't the case. I needed to understand which issues were worth addressing because it came to a point where I was picking up every single battle under the sun and that got exhausting eventually. For example, this podcast has a topic that sometimes can touch on cultural trends and news, and it talks about female empowerment, and it talks about mainstream media, and like these little words that can be triggering for some people. So I would have something to say regarding a lot of what was happening in the news and culture. And as time went on, I realized that in order to protect my mental health and my marriage, because it can be a very toxic environment, I needed to choose the battles that I engaged with. And I needed to be very clear on my purpose. Like, do I want to be a political commentator or do I want to encourage and inspire and empower? And once I made that choice, I was very clear or more clear on which battles were worth me fighting for. And I'm not saying turn off the news because, first of all, that wouldn't be realistic for me. I'm very passionate about politics and about social issues, but there's not a need to talk about everything on every platform or with every person. If you are living in a fighter mentality, you can get very toxic. And yes, of course, you can talk about cultural commentary and news commentary. That can be part of your story. But if it's not your purpose, try to not make it the star of the show. Then I would tell my past self to be clear on what I want to achieve. And every guru that's worth something will tell you to niche down, be specific about the transformation you're offering. And these are very like marketing heavy words. And I was aware of that. Like, I have my master's in marketing. Like, I understand those principles. But when you have so much influx of content creation and more in this like lifestyle and personal growth space, the lines can get blurry pretty quickly. In my case, I'm a multi-passionate ADHD woman who's always having a new creative idea. So I would talk about one topic one week, something different the next week. Of course, always for women, always for personal growth. But I could tell that my audience was loving some topics and then not being too interested about some other topics. So that kind of goes with the previous one, like choose your battles and choose exactly what is it that you want to offer and how consistent you want to be with that offering, because this is a service in a way. Like, my business is my podcast and my blog and being a content creator. So I don't create content to promote a different offer. Like, this is my offer. And this doesn't mean that I won't eventually branch out and talk about different topics. But when you're starting to build a brand, and this is the actionable advice, when you're starting to build a brand and you have nothing, like, it's not like you are leveraging your audience to launch something different. When you are starting from scratch, your brand promise needs to be super clear from the beginning. Then I have for you that consistently truly makes the difference. And yeah, okay, I'm back with super obvious advice. I'm not sorry, because you really need to hear this. Looking back, everyone said this to me and I was like, yeah, sure. But I wasn't too aware of how important consistency was. Like, the minute I started being super consistent on my Instagram, I started growing super quickly. The minute I started being super consistent with my podcast, people started subscribing to my podcast. So I could see the importance of being consistent. I don't think that I made this mistake necessarily. I skipped a couple of weeks, but just a couple. I honestly was proud of myself, because that's something I'm not the best at. And that's being consistent when I am only liable to myself. Like, if I don't have like a boss or a manager who's like keeping me accountable, it's usually a little harder for me to just be consistent. So I am proud that I was able to stay consistent for the most part. And something my brother told me when I launched my first podcast is that when you have a podcast, you are a service, and services need to be reliable. When you're looking to build a tribe, you need to give people the confidence to trust that you will be there as frequently as you promised. Meaning, if you have to make a weekly podcast, monthly podcast, whatever it is, show up when you said that you would. If you have to take a break, that's understandable. Just make sure that you let your audience know, so they understand that it's a time off and it's not like you just disappear one day. My next advice is to be okay with mistakes. And allow me a second to make a cheesy reference to Hannah Montana. Yes, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. You get me? Nobody's perfect. The concept of this podcast and my blog has evolved tremendously since day one. Do I wish that I had waited to launch and until I had a clear idea? Absolutely not. Because being a practitioner gave me the clarity I needed to tweak my message. Because I also needed the feedback. I also needed to understand how I felt about the message. I needed to see how people were responding to the message. I can tell you today that at that time and throughout this first season and through the pre-production time, I was doing my 100%. And that 100% of the beginning definitely doesn't look like the 100% of today, because I've gotten better and my capacity has increased. My knowledge has expanded as well. And my awareness of what's possible has definitely expanded too. Truly, today, I can tell that I'm connected to my message and my vision in a way that I wasn't before. I knew who I wanted to help. I was like wanting to help through so many avenues. And now I am more focused on what I want to say. I have a better understanding of what the woman I want to help is looking for. I understand myself better as a content creator, which is huge. I feel like more marketing people should talk about it. You need to understand what type of content creator you are. And yeah, all of those less than ideal steps were a blessing for me, 1,000%. My sixth tip or advice or realization is, this is completely random. I couldn't find a better place to fit this in. Don't stop working out. And I'm not trying to be witty or funny, like literally don't stop working out. If you're anything like me, you're going to be obsessing over your project hard. Like I'm talking like Helga with Arnold obsession level. Do you remember Nickelodeon cartoon? The girl was obsessed with him and she had a little like a doll made with Arnold's piece of gum that he threw in the garbage. She would take it and that would be Arnold's nose. Like that's obsession. And that's probably, if you're similar to me, that's probably how you're going to be obsessing over your project, over your podcast, your blog, your Instagram, your new company, whatever it is, you're going to be super passionate. And while this passion is wonderful and will definitely take you places, you can't forget to take care of your physical health. And I mentioned working out because I feel like it's the first thing that we remove from our daily routines once we're short in time. Like we have different priorities, we have different things going on. And then it's like, okay, I just won't go to the gym or I won't do my exercises today. And so trust me, don't do it because yes, it has amazing physical effects and keeping you in shape and all that jazz. There are effects mental health wise, and those are the biggest ones for me. Like if I don't work out for 2 weeks, I will definitely feel it. My anxiety levels and my mental health, those mental health effects of not working out are the worst. So trust me, when you're playing a game like this that's based on resilience and commitment, you need your mind to be your support, not to add to the noise of self-doubt and tiredness and lack of motivation and all that stuff. And since we're talking about Arnold and Helga, my seventh tip is that just like Arnold did to Helga, your podcast may crush your soul. And I'm not even being dramatic with what I'm saying. You need to be ready for when things don't go according to plan. For example, when you post a podcast episode that's a masterpiece in your head and all you hear is like crickets, it will happen and that is okay. You are exploring, you're figuring out your style, your audience, your rhythm. My biggest advice is as long as you like and have a service-oriented purpose with every piece of content that you put out, you need to be proud of yourself. And this is I haven't fully assimilated this lesson, but I tell you, don't get so attached to an idea, concept, or theme, or whatever, to the point where you can't even realize that it's not working with your audience, or maybe that your audience needs something different from you. Don't be impatient either, and this is easier said than done, 1,000%, but you need your content to breathe. You need to let it take off. You need to accept the disappointments and move on. And yes, I am still waiting for my Pulitzer nomination for a couple of blog posts I've written that I think are masterpieces and the internet didn't agree with me. Is that going to stop me from writing? Heck no. My last piece of advice is that your input determines your output. And I hope my accent didn't make that too hard for you to understand. Your input determines your output. The things that you take in will have an impact on what comes out of you. And yes, I am talking about more than food turning into poop here. The people, music, the TV shows, the influencers that you surround yourself with will for sure be reflected on your content, 1,000%. And I don't want to be all Rachel Hollis telling you to stop speaking to your sister if she doesn't support your dreams. But in all reality, be careful about the people you share your goals with, especially when you are going out of your comfort zone and you are so vulnerable to opinions. Like, you need to know yourself. You need to know that if you are a little insecure, just don't go and tell about your dreams to a person that's usually very negative and it's always telling you how you're gonna fail. Like, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Seriously, do a clean out of the people you follow on Instagram. And by the way, if you don't want to, you don't have to stop following your ninth grade chemistry partner if you don't want, because I know that that can be awkward. You can just mute them and you won't ever see their posts. And I've done this more times than I would like to admit. And if we can keep this between us, I would really appreciate it, please. And also start building a like-minded community. That is huge. And this is something that I realized in the last couple of months, is that when you have ideas that are not necessarily shared by the people around you, you need to start looking elsewhere. You need to start going on Facebook groups, Clubhouse. There's an Instagram close friends feature that it's amazing. And my friend Andrea always uses that to give us updates about her business. And I think it's amazing. So truly, it's super easy to find people who share your goals, beliefs, and passion. And spoiler alert, I may or may not have a community coming up for my beautiful bold tribe. So stay tuned for that because I am truly, truly excited. So there you have it. These 8 tips are gold. If a time machine is ever invented, you can be sure that I'm taking this with me to the past. And I get it, Christians are not supposed to believe in time machines, but it would be cool, wouldn't it? And remember, if you're almost convinced about launching your creative project, but still aren't sure about some key points, like, is that the best name? Do I want to talk about faith in business or faith in fitness? Whatever it is, make sure to check out my free guide on how to make confident choices. You can find it at bit.ly/confidentchoice, and that's bit.ly/confidentchoice. You'll go there, and it's a workbook, and it has a 3-day mini course video. I've gotten amazing feedback from it. So you can do that while I'm out for a month, and you can figure out your next steps and let me know when I come back. Because sister, it is time to take action, okay? And if it's too scary, don't worry. Even though I'm taking this month off, you can DM me and I'll cheer you on my stories, or not if you want to keep it private. I am here for you. I am super excited. I am super thankful for your support, and I cannot wait to see you back in a month for season 2 of the Fairly Bold podcast. Take care.